A petition is underway to get rid of the Arts, Culture and Sports Minister, Ngāti Mtetwa. And he should never have been put into the post. He's even more useless at Arts, Culture and Sport than he was as a Minister of Police. But we know that ANC presidents don't get rid of incompetence. They just recycle them into what ANC presidents think are less important portfolios. But the particular outrage was when he tweeted, he subsequently deleted that tweet, but he tweeted that basically theatre is alive and well. The Market Theatre, Windybrow, Artscape, the Playhouse in Durban, oh, they are just buzzing with theatrical energy. No, they are not. Mike van Graan is one of the organisers of the petition, manager for the Sustaining Theatre and Dance Foundation Stand. Mike, good afternoon.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me.
He's apologised. It's not an apology one can take seriously, because if it's a genuine apology, then he would have been sensitive enough not to put out something so ridiculous. But does the apology and the deletion of the tweet change anything?
Not really, John. Well, I suppose, you know, one of the first things that I'd like to say about the apology is that it's a very rare thing for a minister in South Africa to even offer an apology. So that at least is a concession and an admission that, you know, he did something wrong. We, in the petition itself, we kind of do say that although the tweet was the actual catalyst for the petition, it's not the reason why we are calling for his resignation. The tweet is really a metaphor for his last 7 years of incumbency, which, as you point out, should never have been in the first place. And it really does point to he has been completely out of touch with the sector, complete ignorance about the sector, and, you know, basically advocating the five institutions that he is responsible for as being the life and energy of theatre, which, of course, as you know, is simply not the case.
Mike, I've said a couple of times already, and I'll say it again now to you, that the petition is not going to work. He's not going to be removed from the cabinet by Cyril Ramaphosa, certainly not in response to a petition, because the ANC doesn't like to do things that can be seen to be responding to civic action. But that doesn't necessarily make it a meaningless exercise to circulate the petition and have the discussions that the petition raises.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, those of us who constructed the petition and embarked on this kind of recognize that. I don't think there's ever been anything post-1994 where any person in authority has responded to civic action, as you say. And so we have seen this as being a mechanism to really mobilize the arts and culture sector. And to be quite honest with you, I just checked the numbers before coming on air. There are about 1,700 people who have signed the petition to date, which in my view is about 1,200 more than what I'd expected. Because, as you know, our sector is not particularly one that gets involved in these kinds of things. There might be a lot of, you know, likes or people making 140 character kind of responses to things that get onto Facebook or whatever. But to take some kind of action is very rare. But what this has done is it's actually made us realize that the arts, well, not so much the arts and culture sector, as the theatre and dance sector in particular, does need to have some kind of representative structure, which it doesn't have at the moment. There are particular organisations that exist for actors and for, you know, theatre for children and the like, but not a representative structure that can take things on when the sector as a whole is affected. So there is discussion around that at the moment, and then also in a discussion around what is it that we want. So it's not only a case of getting rid of Ngāti Mtetwa, it is what do we as a theatre and dance sector want in the short to medium term, post-pandemic as well. So I think it is really helping to mobilise the sector and to galvanise some thinking around the issues that are pertinent to the sector, which is not a bad thing, as you say.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, Ngāti Mtetwa was completely wrong when he talked about theatre being alive and well, because theatre probably, along with the hospitality restaurant industry, maybe even worse than the hospitality restaurant industry, is, I like my colleague Pippa Hudson's description yesterday, of an industry which is not on its knees, but is essentially face down in the mud, and every now and then finding the strength to raise a head and gasp a couple of breaths of oxygen.
John, you know, the reality is that the five theatres that he mentioned, they weren't even alive and well before the pandemic. You know, a place like Packhouse, I don't think they've done a production there for like a number of years. They spend more time trying to get rid of their new CEOs. I think they've been through three or four CEOs in the last two or three years. You know, there's more drama in the governance structure than there is actually on stage. So for him to talk about theatre being alive and well, the same thing with the Playhouse Company in Durban. So, you know, these institutions are by no means representative of the theatre and dance industry in the country. And the ones such as the Fugard, which has had to close down, the Square in Johannesburg that has done a lot of South African work, which has been shut for the last 10 months, even the Baxter Theatre, probably the country's most vibrant theatre, is shut at the moment. So, you know, it's just ridiculous to talk. And these are only the formal theatre spaces. So a lot of this, as you know, comes also out of my own experience as a playwright producer, where I had four plays that were supposed to be done last year, most of them by independent companies. And all of those productions were cancelled as a consequence of the pandemic and the COVID-19 regulations that got into place. And I began to raise money to help to support those actors and crew who were directly affected. And that had to go on for the whole of last year and actually has to continue to go on as well. So, you know, there's incredible talent in this country and people are wanting to do things, but it just isn't there aren't the platforms to do so at the moment and the restrictions. I think they're going to mean that it's going to take quite a while for our sector to recover. People are talking about, you know, July, August, September as possibly being when they're going to see audiences returning to theatres and festivals again.
Mike Van Fran, thanks for talking to us this afternoon. Manager for the Sustaining Theatre and Dance Foundation, STAND.